In the luxury capitals of Manila and Cebu, beauty now comes with a digital receipt for the taxman. Today marks the official deadline for the Philippines Cosmetic Excise 2026 return, specifically Beer Form 2200C. While the country celebrates Mother's Day, the Bureau of Internal Revenue, BIR, is focused on the 5% levy on invasive procedures performed throughout April. Thanks to the Ease of Paying Taxes, EOPT, Act, manual filers have until Monday, May 11th, to settle, but the digital audits for the beauty tax are already running in real time. The beauty tax framework, 5% on the invasive the Philippines Cosmetic Excise 2026 is a surgical strike on the luxury health and wellness segment. It targets procedures that are purely aesthetic, moving them from standard health services to excisable luxuries. The invasive threshold, the 5% tax applies to any surgery or body enhancement intended solely to alter or improve appearance. Monthly summary requirement. Under the strict 2026 guidelines, clinics must attach a monthly summary of cosmetic procedures to their 2200C return. Every patient invoice must be reconciled with the actual procedure performed. Reconstructive exemptions. Procedures to correct congenital defects, or those resulting from trauma, disease, or reconstructive surgery, remain exempt from the 5% levy. Enforcement surge, 2026 Specialized Oversight FEATUREPRE 2026 Enforcement Philippines Cosmetic Excise 2026 Audit Trigger Random, Risk-Based Invoice to Summary Cross-Match Data Collection Periodic Mandatory Monthly Electronic Summary Inventory Link Loose Manual Medical Supply Usage versus Tax Returns Sector Focus General Wellness Luxury Aesthetic and Wellness Centers The Beauty Tax Logic Simplified to ensure compliance with the Philippines Cosmetic Excise 2026, clinics calculate their liability based on the gross selling price of the excisable procedure. Tax due equals gross selling price of invasive procedure by 5% note. This calculation must exclude tax-exempt portions of a bundled service, such as post-operative skincare or non-invasive consultations. Clinical auditing the BIR's Beauty and Wellness audit has officially gone clinical. By mandating a granular monthly summary of cosmetic procedures, the tax office is making it impossible for high-end clinics to blend their surgical income with tax-exempt services. If your April records don't perfectly align with your inventory of implants, fillers, and sedatives, you are inviting an immediate digital audit. In 2026, the taxman isn't just looking at your books, they're looking at your supply room.